Hey Nathan.
Yeah.
Hey Nathan, this is Zach. You filled out a web form on a website about your house on Mount Alice Road in Fairfield.
Yeah.
How's your day going, sir?
Yeah.
So,
Not great. Yeah, sure.
yeah, I hear you. Well, I have houses all in that area. I don't know if you know where Timber Ridge Church is.
Yeah, I'm on Timber Ridge area. I can
Yeah,
see it out my window.
yeah, I have houses over there, not too far from the church. So, I thought it was interesting when your information came across. I actually know, I'm pretty familiar with the house that you're looking to sell. How long have you lived there? It's a nice house, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great house. I've been here for about 4 years, but then going through a nasty divorce, and
Oh
haven't
yeah.
been able to keep up. And
I'm sorry about that, man.
yeah, well, unfortunately, I put a lien on the house to try to fix the loan, and it didn't work. And now I can't restructure my loan.
Oh, so you're kind of trying to reconsolidate?
No, it's a VA loan, and they've got this hardship loan restructuring that they would do, but because I put a lien on the property, they're not going to touch it. And I can't find a loan because my credit got shot through the divorce. So now I either file bankruptcy and see if they'll exempt the house, or try and sell it. Or hopefully this guy who I took the loan off will release the lien for a few months.
Okay. So you might have to file, did you say you might have to file bankruptcy?
If I can't figure this all out,
Sure.
yeah.
So, I work with the state a lot, and I'm just going to be completely blunt and honest. I would hate for you to have to do that. I think we can help you, but it would be in your best interest not to do something like that. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, it's in my kids' best interest to find a way to keep this house and build the generational wealth that they need, but my ex didn't see that.
Sure. So, I mean, I guess, two things. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just here to be honest with you and tell you kind of your options. Sure, obviously, the best scenario is keep the house and, continue to live there. Make payments on it or whatever. Are you working right now, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Is it not enough to kind of suffice with the house payment?
It wasn't for a while, and my ex was the one who made all the money, and she refused to pay child support. And when I went to court, they just completely demolished me.
Okay.
Now my income is up, now my income is there, but because of the lien, it's actually causing me massive issues.
How much is the lien for?
18,000, not that much, but more than I can handle right now. I've made 7 month payments on it for 7 months. I've been good to the guy.
When you say guy, who's that?
Oh, it's a guy down the road on Route 11, Swami Karnam. All I was asked of him is to just release the lien for a couple months. I offered to give him, a few $1,000 outside of the loan, or making payments to cover those months, whatever he needed to feel comfortable. But
So did you borrow money privately from him?
yes.
Okay. And he put a lien on the house or no?
Yeah, he put a lien on the property.
So is your wife still there now?
No, she hasn't lived here for quite a while. I just, it's not an easy place to find full-time employment. And it took me a while, and I finally got a job at the jail. I got my income up to about 80,000 a year. It's enough to pay for the house. It's just the stupid lien.
Right. Me see something here. It's about 1800. How much do you owe on the house?
By now, I think it's at like 370.
You know what your payment is approximately per month?
It's a little under 2,000 a month. But if I could have gotten the loan restructuring, they were going to drop my interest down to about 2%. It's at 3 right now. It's kind of an ideal situation if I could have just kept up.
I mean, do you want to move or do you just want to do it just so you can be in a better financial position?
I don't want to move. I want to get the lien off so that I can restructure the loan. You know, it's a VA loan, so there's some special stipulations for me. And I got my income there, and come next month they're gonna lift the stop on foreclosures for VA loans. So it's kind of crunch time.
Sure. So, and I mean, do you think that you're going to be able to figure it out? I mean,
That's up to Swami. I'm about 13,000 short from paying off, and he wants me to just pay him off.
in full.
Yeah. I didn't get any kind of out of what would make him comfortable as a partial payment.
Have you asked him?
Yes. I went home yesterday. He told me I should ask family. I was like, my family doesn't have money. The fact that I have a house, amazing.
Well, couple things. I mean, want to keep house. You got this private guy that you need to pay off. You don't have really any equity in the house.
Right.
You're 13,000 short. I mean, would it be worth a call for you just to call him up and ask him?
I did ask. I went to his house yesterday and was talking to him about it all.
What did he kind of say?
He hemmed and hawed and said he'll talk to his lawyer. I looked at it, so your lawyer's going to tell you it's a horrible idea. That's what you're paying them for, to stop you from making bad decisions. But it's the only way to save the house, and if my understanding is correct, they might not even secure his lien for him with it being a VA loan.
Right.
I believe the Veterans Administration ends up paying off a portion of the mortgage, and then they sell it for cheap.
Right. So, I mean, you filled out a web form about selling your house. I mean, Are you just trying to figure out a solution? I mean, because clearly you're not really trying to sell it, right?
Well, it's not an ideal option. I would love a solution, if there's any solution.
I mean, I can tell you a solution, but you're not going to want to necessarily hear it.
What's the solution?
Well, sorry for the background noise. I had a few things I had to take care of. But, I mean, honestly, how many kids? Do you have kids, you said?
Yeah, I have four kids.
You have four kids. You have a huge house.
Yep.
I mean, the reality is you don't need a, you know, I'm just going to tell you what you should hear, but whatever you do is completely on you. I mean, you're an adult. You don't need that big of a house for what you have in life. That being said, we all want what we want. I get it. Hey, man, I want a lot of things, but reality is it's a big house, and you're upside down in it right now. You know, you got a good job, and you're making some decent money. I mean, you're making $80K a year, so what are you bringing in, like $5,000 a month?
Yeah, like 5, 6, something like that.
Yeah, 5, 6, something like that. Okay. So, I mean, and then you got a dollar, you know, so the house costs probably like $2,300 if you were to really do some hard numbers on it, you know, maintenance, everything, maybe even $24, you know, call it that. So then 3,900 or whatever it is. I mean, then do you have car payment?
No.
Okay, well, at least you don't have a car payment.
No car payment, no car, just electric, insurance, phone. Net. Kept my expenses down.
Yeah. So, basically, the best thing that I'm telling you, you know, is I think that you should consider, you know, downsizing. You know, I can definitely get you out of this debt that you're in, but you wouldn't be able to stay in the house anymore.
Right, because the house would sell.
Huh?
Because the house would sell.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not, you know, I buy like 20, 30 houses a month. This isn't necessarily an ideal situation for me. This is me saying, hey, I will help you, but it's not necessarily something. I mean, I ain't making any money off of this. It's just, I have a solution. I could help you out. You know, like I said, we work with the state, but, you know, you'd have to kind of digest you not living there anymore. And I mean, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just saying there is a solution. You just have to be open to it. And if you're not, then, you know, you can tell me to fuck off and we can go our separate ways. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to serve you at the end, you know.
What do you think the offer on the house would be?
I mean, it would have to be your payoff. And then, I can't remember his name. Whoever you said you owe 15, how much is that again?
18.
Yeah, so you got about 5 left, so you'd have to pay him the 5. We'd take care of the 13, and then you'd walk away hands clean, and you'd start over somewhere else. Not in a bad position right this second, but, you know, I don't know the guy that you borrowed money from. I mean, he could be a complete jackass for all I know.
No, he's not. He's just trying to protect himself.
Okay, well, that's good to know, at least. I mean, that's kind of how, you know, it would look like. I mean, it's not ideal. I know you don't want to do it, but that's just kind of what, you know, realistically be required for you to kind of get out of this.
Your number. I mean, like you said, digest this. This is the number I can call you back?
Yeah. You want to take my personal number, too?
Yeah, let me get a pen.
Because to be honest with you, I have to pay $300 per person that fills out a web form, and it doesn't really seem like you're kind of in our criteria. So I have to have some proof that that allows me to get, you know, the refund that's needed. Would you mind doing that?
Sure, you can call me back, and
I'm gonna call you right back, and you just say no, I never filled out a web form. Then you're not looking to sell your house.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks, Nathan.
All right.
Bye-bye.